This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations in the United States are at a six-month high, fueled by the rapid spread of the Delta variant across the country. That's also grappling with low vaccination rates. Nationwide, COVID-19 cases have averaged 100,000 for 3 days in a row, up 35% over the past week, according to a Reuters tally of public health data. Louisiana, Florida, and Arkansas reported the most new cases in the past week based on population. Hospitalizations rose 40%, and deaths, a lagging indicator, registered an 18% uptick in the past week. The intensifying spread of the pandemic has led to cancellation of some large, high-profile events. Data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows Florida set a new single-day record with more than 28,000 cases on Sunday, and the number of children hospitalized with COVID-19 is rising across the country, a trend health experts attribute to the Delta variant being more likely to infect children than the original Alpha strain. The Pentagon on Monday said that it will seek U.S. President Joe Biden's approval by mid-September to require 1.3 million military members to get vaccinated against COVID-19, anticipating full regulatory clearance for a vaccine by then. After setting COVID-19 rules for federal workers, Biden last month directed the Pentagon to look into how and when it would require members of the military to take the vaccine. With the move, the Biden administration deferred a coronavirus vaccine mandate for active duty troops to next month, with the expectation that the Food and Drug Administration will give full approval to the Pfizer vaccine. It currently falls under emergency use